So, you know the music of Judy Collins. It's the law. Everybody sing.
Goes and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air.
If you didn't listen, your grandmother did. This is Judy's huge 1967 hit version of Joni Mitchell's Both Sides Now. But we were curious about some deeper cuts. Here's Since You Asked. Judy wrote it right around the time she lost her young son in a custody battle for several years while she fought alcoholism.
What I'll give you since you've asked is all my time together. Take the rugged sunny days, the warm and rocky weather.
As a teen, Judy Collins attempted suicide. After she got sober in 1979, she came to see addiction and suicide as twin mental health issues. Her son Clark grew up to wrestle with both. He completed suicide in 1992 after 7 years off heroin. Then there's Judy's My Father, the tale of the man who never fulfilled his dreams, inspired by her own father, the blind disc jockey who never missed a show despite his alcoholism.
My father always promised us that we would live in France. We'd go boating on the Seine, and I would learn to dance.
And I can't believe how it still pierces the heart. Who knew that Judy Collins would have that much pain? She was the envy of everyone. Stephen Stills wrote Sweet Judy Blue Eyes for her. But the song Judy Collins sings now is Get Mental Health Help. She's in Boston to be honored with the McLean Award from McLean Hospital for her advocacy. Judy Collins, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Do you have that happen that people say, oh my God, that song?
I know, it gets me too. And I realized as we heard the piece of it that one of the things about it was that I wrote it 3 weeks before his death. He didn't ever hear it, but I figure he's always heard it now.
Yeah. Well, and then talk about the alcoholism, the family alcoholism, which it is. I mean, it's a family
illness. Yes, it is.
Illness.
I had it, of course, and I just celebrated 38 years. Absolutely a miracle that I got off the train of one of the lucky ones.
You know, what was it like? You became sober, I'm sure still in some part of your heart mourning your father, the alcoholic, and then having to watch your son.
The worst. The worst. And he committed suicide in relapse. I mean, I don't know how I got over it, really. You don't get over it. I shouldn't put it that way. You get through it, however, and people reached out to me. There was a kind of a cluster of women, Mariette Hartley and Iris Bolton, Joan Rivers. Joan called me one night from Las Vegas while she was in the dressing room getting dressed. And she said, I know, it was about 4 days after his death. She said, I know you want to stop working. I said, you bet. I've already canceled everything for the next year. I said, you know, bury it. I don't want to even look at it. She said, you can't do that because you won't recover unless you keep working. And she knew that because she'd lost her husband
to
from
suicide. You said at the time, his suicide has both ruined my life and probably saved my life because I have to live through it. I have to get through
you
it.
You have to. I have to. I was determined. Then I had to learn, how do I not kill myself today? And it happens for a lot of issues in terms of our lives, you know. I just won't do that for today. Or somebody
for today.
Said, you know, and I think that's part of our search for mental health. The ability to stabilize your own sometimes erratic emotions. If you know where you can finally wind up, I'm in AA. I've been in AA for 38 years. I will never not be there because that's where the recovery is. And we have had over the past 10 or 15 years a kind of revolution in our attitude about this. Mm-hmm. This is not a secret. This is not a big, terrible, dark secret.
Yeah. There is a change now, viewing it as a disease.
We now have a man who's the head of the Drug and Alcohol Commission, Botticelli is his name. I saw him on television the other day when he said the moment he walked into a meeting and he got it, his eyes teared up, you know. Mm-hmm. I said, that's right. I mean, that's mine did too when I heard him say that, because when you understand that there is a solution, you said it was like wrestling with a jellyfish.
Oh, we were talking earlier. I said mental illness is like wrestling with a jellyfish.
I will quote you now from now on because it is. However, there are many solutions, and frankly, human contact with other people who are awake is a big start. I'm very happy that my life is one of sobriety and of living a day at a time and of working, and I'm so grateful that I've been able to work. I have this brand new album, which is sort of, to me, it's like a lifeline and a new world. It's about the continuity of creativity. And, you know, you cannot do that when your head is buried in a bottle. I just do not believe that what happens when we're completely out of it doesn't kill the things in us that are alive and happy and joyful and able to spread the word.
Well, we have some of the new CD, Silver Skies Blue, with singer-songwriter Ari Hest. Let's listen to a little of the title song.
As the scent of spring arrives, I will dance you through the green, guiding every new footstep. Do you recall our routine?
For those who, you know, you papered their dorm walls, you know the Clintons named Chelsea after you know, does it help at all, and maybe even propel you, that while you couldn't do it for yourself for a long time, you were doing so much for everybody else?
Well, I was also keeping myself alive and thriving because the music and the artistic aspects of everything in my life were there. I'm the first person that gets the benefit of all of that.
Right.
So I was staying on the planet, and there was a lot of beauty and wonder and extraordinary experience in those years. And until I really went down at the end of 77, and I really thought it was all over because I couldn't sing either. In many ways, I was thrilled, of course, with the life I had, and I was ecstatic much of the time when I wasn't passed out. But you cannot keep that up.
Right.
You cannot.
I'm wondering if we hear any of those early struggles, your son, when he was taken in the custody agreement. Mm. Do we hear any of that in the music that you wrote?
I don't think that there's so much a biography, but I think art takes over and makes out of what you are living something that is of you, but it doesn't have to be autobiographical. It tells the story. I think the voice may tell it. I think you may hear it in the quality of the voice more than any place else. I believe that.
Yeah. Judy Collins, the latest recipient of the McLean Award for Advocacy, given by McLean Hospital in Belmont, Massachusetts, for her advocacy on mental health issues, and her new album, Silver Skies Blue, with Ari Hest. Judy Collins, what a pleasure.
Thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.